Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Joel Ababa is back. Joel's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's been hanging out with us now for 13 years, helping us understand the concept of franchising, and he's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me from sunny Cleveland, Ohio.
2 inches of snow, you were telling me. How about that?
Yeah, we got a couple inches of snow on the ground, but it's sunny.
Is that real snow or lake effect snow, or is there any difference up there?
It's real snow.
Yeah.
It's real snow.
Yeah. So Joel, I was telling the audience that I consider franchising to be one of the great gifts of America to the world. That when I think about all the jobs, all the customers, the happy customers, the franchisees, the franchisors, it'd be hard to, I guess somebody probably has. You could do it. You could put a number. But think about how much more, you know, if you think about capitalism, the beauty of capitalism is there's an infinite number of stratifications of opportunity. I mean, there's always a niche of a niche of a niche that you can build. And a franchising is a giant, it's not a niche, it's a killer app. And if you think about how that one philosophy of doing business, how it's circumnavigated the world, and you think about all the opportunity and the happy customers, it's hard to imagine, isn't it?
It is so huge. And it has created so many millionaires and so many successful businesses in the local community. And it's a great, great segue into one of the P's of franchising. There's 3 P's. One of them is partnership. The second one is power. The third one is profitability.
Mm-hmm.
And power is what you are referring to because the power of franchising is huge. And one, if they invest in a franchise, could really, really capitalize on that power.
Mm-hmm. You want to stay with that? Can we do two in the middle? Can we
sure.
do two first?
So sure,
yeah,
sure.
No, the reason I got to thinking about this, Joel, and you and I probably talked about this before, what made me start to just contemplate this power of franchising was when the Obama administration started mucking around, when their Labor Department started mucking around with the nexus of who was an employee. And heck, the new
NLRB. Yep.
Yeah, the new NLRB and Department of Labor, even the new one is still confused about this a little bit. My point is somebody in Washington should be saying, hey guys, this thing is working. It's almost perfect. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. Hands off. What do you think, Joel?
You know, as a matter of fact, I wrote an open letter to the mayor of Seattle several years ago, and it was actually published by another website. And it had to do with the mayor of Seattle saying that franchising is a big corporate thing and it's not local. And I said, wait 1 second. It's local entrepreneurs, local people creating businesses. What are you talking about?
Take Route 66 across America.
A lot of people don't understand it. Lot of people don't understand it, Jim.
Take Route 66 across America. I'm having some fun with the dating there. And look, drop into all the little towns on the blue highways, and see the little franchises that are popping up all over the place, making jobs and opportunity and customers in little bitty hamlets all over the country, and they're hundreds of miles away from the mothership. From the franchisor,
right.
and yet that philosophy is being extended all the way out to Main Street, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And as a franchisee, you can really capitalize on the power, because the power of franchising brings you a brand name.
Right.
It brings you the power of a group that can buy goods cheaper than one person can. So
management,
you can
really
compete. Yeah.
Best practices, right. Best management practices.
Yep.
We've already been tried and true. We know what works, right?
That's right. There's a lot of power of that.
And branding, brand power, that's a huge part of being a franchisee,
that's
isn't
right.
it? Glomming onto the brand power.
It sure is. Sure is.
Yeah.
Part of what makes franchising great.
In fact, that's one of the things you want to look for. You've taught us over the years, is if you're going to buy a franchise, if you're going to become a franchisee, what promotion is the franchisor willing to invest in, right? So you can have some help.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to figure out all the advertising and the marketing by yourself, because there should be a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the plan.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about the partnership part of this.
The partnership part of the three P's of franchising is interesting, because when you invest in a franchise, you're really becoming, not legally, but psychologically, you are a partner of the franchisor. And the franchisor needs to look at you as a partner. You know, two can play at this game, and the best two people to do it would be the franchisor and the franchisee. And you are really partnering with a brand, with a company, that has the tools you need to start your own business. And as a partnership, the franchisor benefits from you being a good business person, following and learning the system, and bringing revenue in, which you both get to share in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fantastic partnership. It works as long as both partners are on the same page.
Does anybody know the employment, the national employment of franchises? Do we know that? Somebody knows that number, don't they? Do you know it?
You know, ADP puts out a monthly report on employment in the franchise sector with the numbers. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but ADP does that every month for franchising.
Mm-hmm.
And it's published on various websites, so it's pretty easy to find. I don't remember it off the top of my head.
But it's millions. It's
like
millions.
Normal employment. But it's big.
Yeah,
it's big. It's big.
Yeah, these are people who go to work every day and have a great place to work. So a lot of people get their education through franchises. There are franchises
that's
out
right.
there that help their people get their education. I've got a relative that has done that through one of the franchises. Hey, Joel, I need your website, please.
Yes. TheFranchiseKing.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called Become a Franchise Owner by Joel LaBava, and he and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some more about the three P's: power, partnership, and profitability. Do you know about that word, folks? Are you familiar? How closely familiar are you to profitability? We're going to talk about that as a franchise concept after the break. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.